Yo, it's the P-Dot Show. I am your host of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast. Let's go.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Welcome. Welcome back to the episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast, Season 7, Episode 138, the 138. Hey, let's go. Welcome back to an episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast, Season 7, Episode 138. I said the 138. Let's go. Today's episode is called Fear and Curiosity. Fear and Curiosity. Man, welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of the Clear Mind Fitness Podcast, man. This is your boy, your host, the P-Dot Show. How y'all doing today? Y'all doing okay? You doing good? Whether it's the morning time, it's the afternoon ride, or it's that late night on Lakeshore Drive. Ooh! I didn't even mean to make that rhyme like that, but it did. Hold on. Time out. Let me think about what I just said. Nah, I just got through eating too, man. For the people who get to see on live stream with StreamYard and Facebook, Instagram, you know, I always like, it's like the eating portion of the show where like I eat and then I get into the show, right? So today I just made something simple, which I'm a little bothered because I really wanted my grits tonight, but I forgot to make the grits as I started washing dishes. You know, life be life, and sometimes you can download that episode too. But life be life, and I started washing dishes and doing things and, you know, just last minute things that I was thinking about with the show. Because, you know, for those who know and for those who don't, I write shows when I run. So when I'm running, this is when I come up with the material. And a lot of times when I do that, I will break down certain episodes. I've written many. Over 140 some, like, 138. So it's 138, but I know I've written about, for other people, like even just material on what I think about, how I go about getting content, how I come up with material. It's just one of the things that I'm just glad I possess. It's something that I could do easily because I've put the time in. I've put well over 10,000 hours into my craft. So I can actually, you know, show what I know to others, and others can help others grow, and we can all be in this together because we can all win. We all can win. So, yeah, how I messed up my own thing. It was like, we all can win. That's what it is. Because I want us all to win. I want us all to get to the goals that we have. But we got to understand that the only thing stronger than fear is curiosity. So I named today's episode for a couple reasons. Because there's this movie that came out a couple years back called Smallfoot. And you just got to watch it. I watched it with my girls or whatever, and it was a great movie because it had a lot of messages in it. And when I say the messages were just overflowing and just outpouring, it was just like, man, you got to make things make sense. And when you got to make things make sense, you start thinking in different ways to help you execute what you want to think about and then go to the next level in your journey because you're trying to get to a certain destination. Listen to me very closely. So only thing stronger than fear is curiosity. So if you're curious enough to do different things, you got to be strong enough to overcome your fear. How do you do that, Patrick? Only thing you can do, it's not the only thing you can do, but one of the things that you can do to overcome the fear that you have in your life is to show up. I've said this many times on this episode, on this podcast, I mean, just show up. That nothing's going to look exactly the way that you think it should look. In some cases, it might. That's how some people get, you know, they only know what they're exposed to. Some people are exposed to just winning. So some things may look like how you envision, because life is about how you perceive it. But it's all about your perception on everything and how you can actually make things better in your life. So it may not be what you want it to be. Sometimes it is. But we all got different advices that we grew up with. I always say we grew up with different advice. Your thing is the be in life and understand that some people, the ones you grew up around, they have the zip code mentality, but most people want to branch out and they want to see what the world has to offer them because they're curious. Even though they have fears, they're curious enough to overcome the fear because that's one of the things that we possess. But you must harness these things and start doing them for 21 days and more, and you'll realize that these are starting to become habits. And when you get a habit and it makes you feel good, regardless if you know you do it inadvertently or just on purpose, it's like it still happens. confidence. So the only thing stronger than fear is curiosity. So you got to be curious enough to overcome, and you overcome by showing up every single day. Today is day 418. 418 days that I've been running consecutively. Have not missed a day regardless. No matter what has happened in my life, I show up because it's bigger than me. Listen to me very closely. I say it's bigger than me because it is. There's a reason why I do it, and I do it like I wake up every day. It's 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. I get up, I pray, I meditate. For those who know and for those who don't, this is what I do. Listen to me very closely. This is my regimen. You can start to take things from my regimen and start adapting that to your life. And I'm telling you, you will start creating habits and formulating things in your mind that will take you to the next level. Come on, let's go. How do you think I'm able to get up for 418 days in a row and get up and run every single day, no matter what happens? No matter what happens in my life, I get up every single day, no matter what I have to do, no matter if I have to take my daughter to her basketball game, or I'm coaching Farrah in her basketball game because Ayana plays basketball. She plays chess. You know, she's about to be in softball. It's like all of these things. I got to get Carly. So it's like being a dad, being all of these things. I wear many titles, many hats in the course of a day, and I have to utilize my time wisely because it's always being pulled in different directions. Listen to me very closely. We all got many things that we're doing in life, but you got to be able to put your best foot forward and put the people around you that are in your sacred circle, because you don't need the outside noise. You don't need to be curious on what everybody else is doing outside of your circle. Listen to me very closely. Listen to your circle and the ones around you who have like-minded ideas, but they help elevate each other every day because you want to be better. You want to do better. You want to grow better. These are all the things that you need to take, because you're awareness needs to be up. I only want to deal with people who have good attributes, who want to improve on their attributes. I told you, the only thing stronger than fear is curiosity. So I like curious people to be around me, because we intertwine on many different levels that many don't think of. Like, even thinking on different levels, I think of my daughter Ayana. She's getting prepared to go to state for chess. That's a thinking man's game. That's a thinking person's game. Let me stand corrected, because there are many ways to play chess. It's like, so when you hear that phrase, "is chess not checkers," is because checkers has a simplicity to it that all you need to do is just make sure you jump over a person to be king to queen, and you know what I'm saying, like king me, that type of thing in checkers. But the thing about chess is that we got the same pieces, but if we think different and we think outside of the box, because there are many ways to win this game, but you have to possess that know how to do spirit. You're not going to know how to do it at first, but if I know how to think, that means I know how to breathe. If I know how to breathe, then I know how to move. So as long as you know how, you get to know, the more you put into yourself, the more that you can get out. So I have to know that I need to be able to do these type of things, how I get up every single day. Every single day, no matter what I've been through, every single day I'm getting up, I'm running. I didn't know how, but I knew how to start thinking properly. I knew how to start thinking differently. So when I started thinking different, I started acting different. Things started becoming different in my life. And then I appreciate it, because once you appreciate the things that have been bestowed upon you, then you can go to the next level, and then you can appreciate things more. And then the people who are around you can appreciate you. And as you're building, appreciating them, we're all winning. We might not be sitting at the same table, but we got that cafeteria mentality where we all eating and we're all getting those W's, because like John always said, he'd rather have a small win than a big loss any day. Listen to me very closely. I just told you what John used to always say. He'd rather have a small win than a big loss any day, because as long as you're progressing, then you're moving. And if you're moving, then you're growing. And if you're growing, you start going places you've never been before. Listen to me very closely. You start going places you've never been before. Every single day this is day four. I've never done anything 418 days in a row but eat. You know, coming up on what day 420, because I was saying, you know what, this isn't my calling anymore. I've already ran for 365 days. I've done that. I ran over 1,001 miles last year, and the thing is that I was curious, but I was fearful, because I was always giving other people's opinions more than I weighted my own. And I knew that I had to change something within myself in order to get to where I wanted to go. So you got to have an upward mobility mindset within yourself. And like I said, I wrote this episode while I was running. there are many different episodes that I remember when I ran the Chicago Marathon, the first one, I wrote maybe like 3 or 4 episodes that day. Cause I'm running, I was over running for over 3 hours and 40 minutes. That's plenty of material to come up with. There's plenty of things that you're gonna think about to yourself. I'm trying to tell you something. But I've ran 3 marathons. This is actually my marathon shirt. The shirt that I have on right now is my Clear Mind Fitness shirt, and it has my birthday on it because I ran my first birthday May 23rd, 2020. And it was my first marathon. Shout out to Michael Tamaka because he's my trainer and he trained me for 30 days. And in 30 days, I ran my first marathon. And I tell you right now, I don't advise that because that's a rigorous schedule because it takes 18 weeks to prepare for a marathon. I've done it. Trust me. It's a grueling process. It's a process that's a well endurance process that you just got to really appreciate. And once you've gone through it and you see the ins and outs of what it takes to go to that next level, you'll appreciate it even more. That's why in life, you know, life is a marathon. You know, sometimes it all depends on how many miles that you're going. You may be going a half a mile of progression every now and then, but you're still progressing. You still got 25.7 miles to go. It's like you're going in certain areas, but you still got to keep going. I just told you when I ran for over 3 hours and 40 minutes, I thought about a lot. I thought about a whole lot. I thought about things that you probably were just like, man, you know, I questioned myself. I was like, can I do this? Why am I doing this? Like, but I did it because I had to show up. The only thing stronger than fear is curiosity. This is why I called it fear and curiosity. Those are two things that they don't go well together because you got to overcome one to get to the other. So once you overcome that, you can go ahead and you can just start building on that. And once you're building, you're growing. I told you this. Listen to me very closely. Now you're going places you haven't been before. When I ran that marathon, running a marathon is not easy. It's 26.2 miles. I mean, I'm part of the 1% who has actually done it, and I've done it 3 times. I need to check the percentage on the people who like ride their bikes for 100 miles in a day because I've done that 3 times. I ran like maybe 9 or 10 half marathons. So I'm prepping my body right now so I can get ready to do the half Ironman. That's 1.2 miles swimming, 56 miles biking, and 13.1 miles running. So I know I can do I used to be a lifeguard, so I can do the swimming, but it's been a long time since I've done the swimming. You know, I haven't swam in a long time. But biking and running, that's second nature to me. But I got to show up. There are people who depend on me. Regardless, if you don't look at yourself or view yourself like that, people depend on you as well. And they go based off your moves because they're trying to grow into something different. So when people see examples of what they want to grow into, it's not that they want to just be exactly like you and emulate everything that you do, but there's something that you do and you do well that this person wants to emulate and take it and allocate it to their life so they can adopt what you did, but they just enhance it for themselves. That's what, you know, being a village, you know, consists of, and being people who are going to be there for you and want to see what you do and know what you do and enhance what you do because they want to see it done in a different way. It might be better for you, maybe better for them, but the thing is that we're in this together. Listen to me very closely. Eric Thomas got me saying, I'm telling you, like, you listen to ET boy, you feel like you can run through a brick wall. And I'm gonna work with him one day. You know, like when we messaged in the DMs, I was like, yo, he actually got back to me. I was like, yo, that's dope. So I'm definitely gonna, I'm gonna be one of the best motivational, inspirational speakers in the world. I always say that because I believe that. I know this is going to happen for me, you know, and the best podcaster, marathoner, you know, cyclist, I'm a coach, I'm a dad. Like I got a lot of titles, man. I do a lot of things in the course of a day. So my time is valuable. And I understand that I have to show up every day. There are people who rely on you. There are people who love what you do, but they don't know that you do it yet. There's many things that people love about you. They just don't know that you do it. Like some people don't know I'm a podcast. Some people don't know I'm a coach. I coach basketball. People don't know that, you know, I'm running marathons or I'm biking 100 miles in a day. People don't know these things, but you got to tell people these things, you know, and it's all about the village and us coming together, building and growing and going places we've never been before. Listen to me very closely. Know that I love you. And there's nothing that you can do about that, okay? There's nothing that you can do about that whatsoever. This is episode 138, the 138, season 7. We got 2 more episodes left. I need some ideas, man, for episode 140. I may just go somewhere and record the show, fly my drone, like kind of document what's going on. Because, like, what? It'd be the last show will be in March. Now, what's today's date? Yeah, because this is a leap year. So, yeah. So, the last episode would be, like, March something. Like, March 5th or something like that, I think. No, 6th, because March 5th is Farrah's birthday. And Farrah would be 10 years old. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe y'all little niece is about to be 10 years old next month. And I'm just like, ugh. So, with that being said, know that I love you. I said this was only going to be about 15 minutes, and I'm going to keep it like that. So, know that I love you. Know that I love you. There's nothing that you can do about it. And you already know.
It's Clear Mind Fitness, baby.
Let's go.